Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, gives spirit messages and answers questions. You know, we're hardly over Thanksgiving, a day that the government decided we should give thanks for our blessings, and Christmas is already upon us. Ada Marie, the old Golden Oracle, channels messages from spirit about thankfulness and gratitude for each other and the many kindnesses our friends, family members, and colleagues add to our lives. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, was a born seer, and she's been talking to spirit all her life. So here she is. Ada Marie, are you there?
Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
There you are.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Sure can.
Okay, because I said it was wonderful to hear your voice today. You sound good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's been one of those days, you know, when it's sun shining one minute and then it's not the next. So it's been a day of half and half. But it's been a good day. We got a lot accomplished. So I think we were going to talk about gratitude today, weren't we?
I think we were. Yes. I bet the spirits are buzzing in your ear already.
Well, they have been, and I was working with some people this morning, and we had some very difficult things to handle. But wonderfully enough, I said to them, I said, you know, all we have to do is just sit down and ask for help. Just say, okay, God, we need some direction and some help here, and we are pleased to have your assistance. If it is possible to give us some assistance, will you do that? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Almost within 10 minutes, a car drove up, a lady got out, and she said, I'm sorry I'm late, but I brought the material that you wanted to work on. And by golly, we got so much done. We got so much done that we could just, honestly, 2 weeks' work was all done in one day this morning. It was wonderful.
Fabulous.
So
that is marvelous.
Thanked him and thanked him, and the woman sitting next to me, she says, who are you thanking? I said, I'm thanking God, because this was one of these things that could have taken a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we got it all done this morning. So that was good.
There you go.
Yeah. And I had asked, please help us bring the material immediately. And it did come. It came within 10 minutes. So, you know, I think that's a miracle. To me, that's a miracle. I think things like that are miracles. And I think people forget to realize how many little miracles they have throughout the day and the week and the month. There's lots of miracles to be grateful for.
And, you know, if you don't give thanks and if you're not grateful for them, they stop coming.
They do stop. You know, the two ladies that were there, she said, I've never seen anything like this. I said, how often do you say thank you to God because something happened that you really needed help with or you didn't expect to happen?
Uh-huh.
Well, she said, I don't say thanks very much. I said, well, you find it's a really good tool. Of all the tools you have, thank you has the strongest power of any of them. And I think
absolutely.
It does. I don't
and
think
one of the things
stronger.
I'm grateful for is that you make yourself available every day, but from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Right.
And your number is 520-896-9510. And I'm
right.
Grateful that you're there sometimes when I need to talk to you.
Well, I try to be there, and once in a while I get sidetracked and take a bath and spend a little time in silence getting ready for whatever I'm going to do next. And at that time, when the phone rings, I just pray that they leave a number that I can call them back. Because if you leave a number, I will get back to you sometime within your 24 hours. It's just
who knows, you may be at a hospital saving somebody's life. You know, you're a very busy lady, but you answer all the calls. I know when they call.
And at the hospital, you can't make any calls. So
no.
When I'm at the hospital, when I come out of there and get in the car, I usually check all the calls and answer them one at a time, what I can. And then when I get home, I finish that. Because sometimes in a day, yesterday I had 32 calls from 6 in the morning until 8 at night. I was so tired
That gets pretty busy sometimes when some of the calls last a long time.
Right.
So
And I try to be there for everybody that I can. I'm happy when I get through. And some of the calls that came were people that I've known for a long time, and I could answer them in like one sentence or something. And they'd say, thank you, and hang up and go. So a lot of times I have many, many people that I worked for, I don't know, 50 years. And whenever they call and they ask a question and I answer it, they don't stay on the line to chat. They say thank you and they hang up and they do their thing. And then later I'll get a message from them or a card from them thanking me and things went well. And that's a very sweet thing too, because I feel like it's that, you know, they're really caring that they were able to do it and that I was able to help.
You know, so a lot of times we reach out and help somebody and never hear from them again.
Right.
Which is kind of
sad.
Leaves you wondering, did it work? Or they mad at me? Didn't work and they're mad at me? You never know.
You know, I don't think they're mad at me. I think they're just not used to saying thank you. They haven't really, that hasn't become part of their vocabulary sometimes. So I just feel that sometimes if a person hasn't answered me for several months and they call again, I just tell them I'm too busy, I'm on another call. Because the people that call, that say thank you and call back and leave a thank you message, I'm very grateful for. Because that's a real healing. That means they got a real healing. You know, think
right.
of it like that.
And the energy comes back to you too. We need energy too.
Right.
For sure.
Right, I do.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of wonderful
Do you have
any
special message from Spirit today?
I have several of them. And one of, just before the phone rang, I was going to receive one, and then the phone rang, and so I just answered the phone. But the first message I got this morning was that people do not understand the word gratitude. They don't give it any credence. In other words, to be grateful, I'm grateful to you because you do the show, and I love working with you. And I tell you so, because I am grateful. But for most people, they think it's just automatically you should understand that. But you know, sometimes you need a little lift. Maybe your day hasn't been great, and to have me say I'm happy to be working with you gives you a lift, doesn't it?
Sure does.
It gives me a lift. So I think if people, they're so caught in themselves, that they don't realize that the other person that they're working with may just need a little boost of joy or thankfulness or assistance. So how hard is it to say thank you? It's a word that carries more power than any word or any phrase that you can use in the entire world. Thank you carries so much power. No one forgets it. A lady came to my house a month or two ago when she finally found me because we moved out of California. And she said, when she was getting ready to leave, I said, well, thank you for finding me and thank you for coming. And she said, the thing I always remembered about you is you never let me out the door without saying thank you at least twice. And I said, well, I mean it too, because I'm happy you found me, and I'm thankful that I could help you.
Yes, that's a wonderful feeling, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But she found me because she remembered, you know, that when we worked together, I was always thanking her for coming, and she was always grateful for what she received and the work she received. And so
mm-hmm.
I think that whatever people do, when they do something for someone, how hard is it to say thank you? I mean,
that's
two
true.
Little words? Goodness
sakes. Absolutely.
Sake.
You are so right. Anything else from Spirit?
The one other thing was that we should be aware that there are a number of people who are too shy to ask for help. This is a season when it is perfectly permissible, if you find someone who is in need of something, to be able to make it a glorious gift of your, if you're preparing it for them, a glorious gift, because it is the season to give. So
yeah.
Spirit said, find at least one person who probably lives alone, has very little, and doesn't ask for anything. Well, when I lived back in California, we could find dozens of them. And here I found two or three, but I haven't been out really digging in the
mm-hmm.
bushes to find some more. And
yeah.
And I will find a few couple more this year, because I think I can take the time to do it. It takes time to find those people because they kind of hide away.
It didn't take me but 2 minutes to find somebody today. I found someone on the corner who was
good.
In trouble and gave him some food.
Good, good. See, that's the thing, and it fills your heart so good. I mean, your heart just fills up to be able
mm-hmm.
to help.
Really
you know?
Does.
It
now,
really
we have someone who's been waiting patiently to ask a question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, hold on a second. Hello, is this Alyssa?
Yes, this
Hello?
Is. Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Good. I was just wondering if Spirit has any messages for me, or if there's going to be any positive changes coming into my life.
Well, that usually is done in a private session, but the last question you ask is, yes, there will be 3 changes come in your life in the next coming year. All of them
okay.
will be difficult, but all of them will make it better by the end of the year.
Okay. And is that like in my love life, career, or?
It's in all 3 avenues of your life, your career, your love, and your health.
Okay. And if any messages were coming through, I need to get a private reading, is that what you said?
Yes, you need to call 520-896-9510. That's my phone number. Make an appointment.
Okay.
When you call me, I'll make an appointment for you, and we can do it then.
Oh, okay.
Some of the
Great.
Things
Thank
are
you.
Too private. Some of the things are too private to get to
yeah.
have over the internet with people listening in. You know?
Right.
Oh. Okay. I didn't even think about that.
520-896-9510.
Okay.
Okay.
And how much are the readings?
Pardon?
How much are they?
It's $100 an hour. And you can usually
okay.
get them all done, because usually you have a whole bunch, but one question will answer a number of things. So,
okay.
You know, you can do probably a half hour, $50. I mean, you can do what you can do, but basically it's $100 an hour.
Okay. All right.
And that's very reasonable. You know, in New York City, the average fee for a healer is $200 an hour.
I know
so.
It is.
Oh,
I know it is that high. But you know what I figured out? I figured out that there, whatever it is, and it is true, I only charge $100 an hour because if the people really want help and they call me, it's valuable to me to have them call later or refer a friend. And $100 is a lot of money for a lot of people to make a call.
Yes, it is.
So,
and $200 is twice as much. So.
Yes, and so I'd rather do something that is really beneficial to someone than to have, you know, I don't know. I just feel like that's
it's
fine.
I think it's a good thing. And Elisa, fantastic. Thanks for calling. I hope you stay on and listen while we talk with the other folks.
I will.
Okay.
Yes, I will.
Because many times
you
get questions answered with somebody else's questions. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
I'm going to listen. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Have you had a question?
Actually, I do.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Who
thank
are we
you.
Speaking
my
with?
Is,
yeah.
My name is John.
Hi,
hi John.
Hi. And my question is pertaining to career and finances.
Okay.
Things have been very stagnant for me lately.
Pardon?
Things have
been
very
stagnant for
me.
Him lately.
Oh, okay. Are you having trouble finding work in your field of work?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to tell you what to do. Got a pencil?
Yes.
Okay. Now you write down exactly the job you want, the amount you want to get paid, the distance you want to drive to work, and the kind of people you want to work with. And write it out and be sure you get it all correct so that when you read it or reread it, it's exactly comfortable, it's exactly reasonable, it's exactly within the distance you can drive. Everything is written there, okay? Now, we're going into a season of joy. So if you write this out and you read it 3 times and you stick it under your pillow, you're very likely as not to have a job within a week. Now, did you get all that written down?
Yes.
Okay, now try it. It works. And this is in your field of work. You're writing this.
Okay. He sure is. He's writing it like crazy. Okay.
Good. And then he can go out, and when he goes to look for work, it'll find him.
Uh-huh. Sounds good to me.
He can go to the, you know, all the places. He'll find work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you doing readings also? Are you doing readings also?
I do readings, yes. But you have to call. That's private.
Did you get the telephone number, John?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
You can call I'm in Arizona, so you can call me between 6 in the morning and 7 at night.
Right. So that's all you're doing now on the air?
I'm on Arizona time, yeah.
Right. I mean, I've been writing my goals down for 3 years about this job, and nothing's happened yet. So.
Well, okay, great.
Okay, but you know why? I'm going to tell you why, John. Because you have written them down, but you haven't felt them in your heart and sent them forward. Now take the ones you've written and read them and hold them in your heart and send them out from your heart where you're supposed to be sending them from, and something will happen. Now I'm telling
and,
you that.
Do you say thank you in advance?
Do you thank God for his help?
Yeah.
Well, keep it up, but take it from your heart. Read it from your heart, okay? Believe me, it works. It's never failed anybody. And you will get results.
I think John hung up.
Okay, that's okay. Let him go.
Okay, I think maybe he got what he wanted and maybe he disagreed. Who knows? But
All we can do is
what we've got. We do the best we can, right. And that's how it is.
Right.
Okay, let me see. We have someone else here. No, we don't. Okay, we have a couple of people listening with no questions, which is nice.
Okay, then let's talk about the fact that people don't get results. Let's enter into that subject, because a lot of people don't, when they do this, they're not sincere. They think it's a joke or that it's a happenstance. It's not a happenstance. What you think becomes your reality. What you think becomes your reality.
Absolutely.
And that's the way it is. So if you think it can't happen, it won't happen. If you think even though you're doing it, it isn't any use, what are you doing it for?
Now, that is something that I really want to talk about because a lot of times I'll tell somebody something and say, yeah, but it won't happen. Yeah, but that's too good to be true.
Not to happen. Yeah.
And they've just completely rejected the help before they even had a chance to stand in line and receive it.
Right, right. And they do that. They do that. And a lot of times those people call back and I say, I can't help you. I have nothing to offer. Because if they themselves are not going to be ingesting and trying and making an effort and feeling good about what they're doing, then nobody's going to be able to help them do anything.
You know, they forget about the old saying, the good Lord helps them who help themselves.
That's correct. That is correct. One man who actually was an excellent doctor couldn't keep a job. Well, he was a good doctor, but he was like impossible to work with because he never gave any credence or appreciation to all those people who backed him up and took care of him while he was working. So, you know, he finally couldn't get a job. Because
isn't that amazing?
Caring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being
because everybody said, I don't want to work with him.
Yeah, that's right. That's what they did. And he just couldn't get people. He knew people would work with him once or twice, but they didn't want to work with him either. So what I'm saying is that if you're going to do something, you've got to do it from your heart. When doctors or nurses or people who, I'll tell you, the people who really struggle are people who work on the computer day after day after day after day. And that thing just takes their whole energy. I mean, it just wipes them out. And who says thank you?
Yeah.
Who says thank you? How many people do they work with that say thank you at the end of a session? And I've had them say to me, the reason I don't want to do that kind of work is because everybody you work with expects you to know and do all this stuff, and they're never grateful. They never say thank you. They just take it and run. And I'm telling you, I hear that from a lot of people.
Yeah.
So it is
pretty
sad.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's fascinating.
Yes, it is.
You're absolutely right, and I see this over and over.
Yeah.
It happens that people and for some reason they blame everybody else.
Yeah, right. It's either somebody's fault or the machine's fault. Or they didn't give them the right information, or blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on and on. It's ridiculous. So,
yep.
You know, nobody wants to take the gut. Nobody wants to take the heel and say, oh, I didn't make a mistake. And if they did say that, everybody would come to their rescue.
That's
because
true.
That's what happens.
Yeah, you're right. Well,
yeah.
Okay, and so that is good. Oh, we have someone else who wants to ask a question.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Hello.
Hello.
Who are we speaking with?
You're speaking with Maddie from Georgia.
Hi, Maddie.
How you guys, how you ladies doing?
Good.
Yes.
Great. Ada, I want to know, can you possibly see what's going on with me? I've been dealing with a little vertigo, and I'm trying to figure out it's the nerves, the atlas. I do have a compression. Honey?
You need a chiropractic adjustment.
Yeah. I've been going there, and he said my atlas is out, and he wanted me to come once a week until it goes back, get back.
Well, he should be able to put it back at one in one treatment. You better find another chiropractor.
Okay.
You know, I would suggest, you know, there's specialists who do that, and they call it upper cervical. And they specialized, and the only thing that they work with is the neck. And what you're saying to me is that you got to find the right chiropractor. Going to another one, Ada Marie is right.
If it takes that long. Yeah.
Now, one second though. Sometimes. It'll go in and it won't hold. So you have to have enough treatments that it will hold.
They only go back once or twice.
Yeah, right, exactly.
If they get it in there and the person is correct about how they treat themselves, then they probably only need two retreatments more to hold it.
Well, I had my second treatment on Wednesday, and so... I was fine Thursday. I was fine yesterday. But today I woke up and moved around. It's like, whoa. But I have been moving around. It's just like I'm still a little off balance. And there's one other problem that I have in my neck also. From a fall years ago, I have a compression on 5, 6, and 7.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. When I had... MRI done some years ago, they said that I have a bone spur, and they want to do epidural, but I don't know. I didn't want no epidural.
Mm.
So,
epidural.
I stopped around.
It's a treatment. I wouldn't suggest it unless you know a doctor who really knows the condition.
No, I wouldn't. No, this was a doctor that did MRI, and I thought, no. And I was told then to take calcium and magnesium together.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and I did for a minute, but you know how you okay, that you stop. I do feel it. I do. Yeah, that's what we humans do sometimes, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But you've got to keep taking it until the body.
My primary doctor say is the SIBO lift inside the ear. There's a little piece that floats around when you move your head a certain way. He
mm-hmm.
says that.
Uh-huh.
I did have a problem with the ear from a plane ride way back when, and this ear has never been right from that plane ride. So I got, and I read that it could be the vagus nerve, and my chiropractor said that atlas off can have an effect on the vagus nerve.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I do
definitely,
know,
yeah.
So, and I was thinking of going to acupuncture.
You what?
Acupuncture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes is very helpful and puts everything in order.
Yeah, it does get
mm-hmm.
the meridians, nerve endings,
yeah.
all of that.
It's
yeah.
excellent. I've had a lot of acupuncture, and
yeah.
I really believe in it because, my goodness.
So
you know,
yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The only thing about the acupuncture is the insurance doesn't pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I know, dear.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Well, your health, and you know, when you're dizzy, it's kind of scary.
It sucks. It sucks.
It sure does.
It
right.
sucks. Yeah. But usually, just when I wake up and move around, it's like, whoa, you know.
Wake up slow
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
lay still for a few minutes. And then
I have exercises
up.
I've been doing for the neck,
mm-hmm.
But I didn't know the chiropractor could put it back in one setting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But
so make sure you find an upper cervical doctor.
That's C-E-R-V-I-C-A-L?
C-E-R-V-I-C-A-L, cervical.
Yeah,
upper
cervical chiropractor
uh-huh.
or just doctor?
Yeah, that's it. It's a chiropractor that specializes in working on the neck alone.
Okay,
that's
right.
The only thing. They don't touch
okay.
another part of your body except the neck.
Okay. They specialize in
yeah.
just that. The
right.
I
yep.
have
now, we've got more people. I've got someone else who's calling, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
thank you. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Sure thing. Okay. Let's see.
Hello.
Let's see. This may be Alyssa again. I don't know who's calling here. Who
yeah,
do you have here? Oh, okay.
This is Alyssa.
Okay, good enough. So we have other people listening, but who don't want to ask a question. So I guess we're going to have to ask Spirit what we should talk about.
Well, what are people most interested in today? Are they interested in their health, or are they interested in their work? And do they do enough, a good enough job, and are they friendly enough with their coworkers that people want them to come to work every day, to be there, to have a good rapport with them? Is that one of the big things that happened today? In the world, I've got a lot of calls from people that said, why is it when somebody comes and moves into a position, they try to run everybody away and run everybody down? And I said, well, I've never had that happen, so I don't know why they do it, unless it's just that they want control or they want to get one of their friends hired in the same place. And I really
well,
can't
so,
answer
sometimes
that question.
They're even trying overly hard to do a good job. They can come into a new job and they work twice as hard and they try to push so they will
mm-hmm.
look good on the job. And that sometimes that's their problem. But
yeah.
Who knows? You know.
Yeah.
But I just feel that this is a time of the year when there are extra pressures on us because we have to think about giving gifts to people and extra expenses and parties to go to and all kinds of things that are happening. And I'm wondering if Spirit has any comment about the most important thing for us.
Let me tell you this. When I was quite ill a couple of years ago, and it was going to be impossible for me to get to somebody's house for a party, right? So what I did was I made up something, and I made it up in a bouquet, and it had little notes on the petals, and it was a game. And when somebody picked on one of the notes and opened it, that was what they were going to do for the party, for everybody to have a good time. Like, you're going to sing a Christmas song, or you're going to, you're going to eat one cookie and no more, or all kinds of different crazy stuff. And so it got to be so much fun, and it was so much laughter about it, that everybody started doing it at parties. But it
was
fun.
How about that?
Yeah.
And you didn't have money to bring a big, big important gift, so you created something. Huh?
Right.
Is that right?
That's right. I created that little thing, you know. I made the little tree out of, what do you call it, evergreen. It was just a little tiny thing. It was only like 18 inches high. Then I hooked all these notes on it of people that could do all this different stuff. And nothing required any effort except effort, their own effort. There was no, you didn't have to buy or give or do anything. You just had to do something that was on the list, whatever you picked off the tree. And I made the things, all things that everybody could do, whether you were a man or a woman, you could do those things. It took me almost four months to figure out enough things to get 50 things on the tree, because I didn't know how many people they were going to have. Well, they only had 38, so that was just fine. But the lady liked it so much, she kept all those things. And she said she's used it every year, you know, at school things. And different things where she's gone, and clubs she belonged to, and everybody loved it. Well, that's good, because everybody could think of something different.
Yeah, and you know, it's so interesting that many times that the gifts that you make yourself, people appreciate even more.
Right.
I remember one year my grandfather made. Of course, I was a Depression baby. So we didn't have very much for Christmas.
Right.
But my grandfather took little pieces of wood and made doll furniture for me.
How nice. How sweet.
And that was so special.
Yeah, I bet it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great thing. So.
Yeah. And you never know what people are going to treasure. When you give them something. Oh, someone has a question. Hold on.
Right.
Okay. Who are we speaking with? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Mary?
Yeah.
Hi, Mary. Hi, Ada Marie. It's Candy.
Hi, Mary.
California. Okay. Ada Marie, I have a question.
Okay.
In my, younger years, when I used to work, I used to always have energy, and I always, worked like a workaholic. And I've had, thyroid issues, and I'm trying to, work on the thyroid by eating proper food. I go to acupuncture treatments. But I'm still finding some days I just get up, I walk my dog, and then I just come home, and I'm, like, lifeless. And I'll lay here and say, oh, I have to do this and I have to do that, but I have no motivation. Can you suggest something?
I am going to tell you what to do.
Please.
Because you have to, when you get up in the morning, You have to look in that mirror and tap your temples and say, I am in perfect health, mentally, physically, and emotionally. Got it?
Okay.
I am in perfect health, mentally, physically, and emotionally.
Now look in the mirror.
Yes, you're looking in the mirror, right into your eyes.
Okay.
I am in perfect health, mentally,
physically,
and emotionally. Got it?
Okay.
And you do that, you say it over and over and keep tapping your temples,
yeah.
Right?
You say it 10 times, tapping your temples in the morning and 10 times tapping your temples at night. And many people who have been under doctor's care for nervous conditions,
mm-hmm.
I have taught to do this. And when they do that, after they've done it 3 or 4 weeks, they're calm because they are doing what their body is telling them is possible for them to do and maintain their good health.
Okay. Oh,
buddy. You got it? You're going to tap your temples, looking in the mirror, and say, I am in perfect health, mentally, physically, and emotionally.
Okay. All right. I'm going to start doing that tonight.
Absolutely.
Good.
You can't start quick enough.
All right. Thank you so much, Ada Marie. I thank both of you ladies very much.
Well, and you're very welcome, and I'm happy for everybody that got to hear that remedy because it's worked for thousands of people I've worked with, and it works. You just keep doing it, and don't forget, morning and night.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's terrific.
Yeah,
okay.
It works.
Yeah.
Actually, I still do it myself.
You.
And this has been 40 years ago.
And it looks like it works for you.
It has worked for me. And
yeah,
I'm grateful to share it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Anything else? Somebody's telling me to talk about your health spa. Your healing retreat and I
do have a healing retreat here in Arizona, above Tucson, north of Tucson, and we're in the woods. It's very quiet. It's very peaceful. Normally, I work 3 days with somebody. I don't ever take the first person that. I will take somebody for a week, but not until after they have worked with me for 3 days. After they have worked with me for 3 days, if they decide within a year or two to come back, they can stay a week. But in the beginning, all that they can handle is what they get in 3 days. The material and everything that goes with it. And I charge $2,500 for those 3 days. I feed them. They have a beautiful little house to stay in. They have all the amenities that they could want to have, and I answer all the questions.
That's wonderful. And
yes.
How does everything work? You have when they leave, how are they feeling?
They feel like a new person, and very often they go and they're. I've done a lot of CEOs, heads of companies, and when they leave here, they just leave here and they have a whole new attitude, and they go back, and you'd be surprised at the compliments a company gets because
Great.
They've changed a lot of things.
A
lot of people who are at the head of a company get so overworked and overwhelmed that they forget
to be
human.
Okay. We have a couple of other people who have questions. Are you about ready for another question?
Yeah. Yes, I'm
okay.
ready.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Trish, and my question is, I've had a lot of unexpected financial expenses, and I was wondering if I'm going to see the shift the other way with more abundance.
Well, if you have had a lot of extra work, there's been a lesson in there for you, something that's made you do some heavy dancing to make everything come together, right?
I've definitely done some dancing.
Okay. Now, as you are dancing, you see yourself fabulously wealthy, perfectly healthy, kind, loving, and extremely happy. Money rolls into your hands and use from all four corners and every secret place in the universe. And you have to say that every night before you, when you go to bed and when you get up in the morning. Money comes into my hands and use from all four corners and every secret place in the universe. Got it?
I do.
Okay. You'll do that maybe three or four weeks and things will change. They'll make a drastic change. One lady, the change happened in 4 days.
Wow.
So
would tapping help? Would the tapping
what?
Of her temples help?
Her temples, yes. Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Thank you
got
so
it?
Much. Yes, I do.
Okay. You got it, Trish?
Yes, thank you.
Okay,
fantastic. Okay, then we're going on to someone else here. Hello?
Okay. Good evening.
Who are we speaking with now?
My call. My name is Julia.
Sure thing.
Julia.
William?
Yes.
What?
Julia.
Mm-hmm. Julia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is I'm wanting to relocate, and I wanted to... And we're in a couple of states by you, or see if you get any feeling of where I'm going to really, you know, fit in and thrive, because this is like a starting over point for me. I'm thinking about South Carolina, possibly North Carolina. I live in Central Florida now.
Well, you might love the Carolinas. You'll have to go and you'll have to check out the area. But the Carolinas might be very comfortable for you.
Okay. Are there any other, like, recommendations or any insights to where, you know, I'm going to fit?
Well, you already picked the Carolinas. And I think you picked them with the aid of a higher being. Because the work that you do is very easily done there and comfortable for you to do the work. So I think you've had some assistance from a higher power.
Well,
and I can be wrong, but it appears that way from your energy pattern.
Well,
feels good, huh?
Yes, it feels very good.
Well, I'll tell you how. I was told either North Carolina or South Carolina, and then like the next day I had an appointment, and as I was driving to my appointment, I got behind a car and happened to look down, and the license plate said South Carolina.
How interesting.
Yeah, and on my way home from that same appointment, as I'm getting off at my exit, I looked down in the car in front of me, the license plates were South Carolina. So the next day, I'm listening to Blog Talk Radio, and the first caller to the show I was listening to was from South Carolina.
Wow.
So,
I guess you got your answer, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess I just need
it
to
does,
know.
It does sound, it does sound like you're getting a few messages.
Yeah.
I would say. I kind of got some of my truth chills popped in on that, too.
Yeah.
Interest. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Well, I
very
know.
Good.
It's like
you'll not only like it there, you'll do well financially.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's a big, you know.
That's a big thing.
Me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Well, what's mm-hmm. crazy is, like, I live in Central Florida, and, you know, this past summer was hurricane season, and, you know, all of the, you know, the states and down below, you know, got hit hard with hurricanes this year. So
sure.
Like, I've always wanted to live close to the water, but now I'm kind of thinking I want to be close to water, but I don't want to be hit by a hurricane because, you know, we were
right,
one of the people
yeah.
that evacuated. So I just don't want to, but I'm still drawn to the water. So that's part
right.
of what's the confusion too, is like, well, do I live closer to the, like, the coast there? What is it? Charlottesville or Charleston, South Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Or should I move, like, closer, like, into, like, the center of the state? So I'm a little conflicted as to where. Because, you know, I'll be, like, driving up probably to check out the area. And, you know, that's a long drive from Florida to South Carolina.
Yeah.
Just, you know, 56-year-old woman.
Sure it is. But,
so,
That's
why I'm trying to get help with people who are intuitive to kind of help me, like, narrow it down, because, you know, it's a big thing for me to do this. So I'm trying to get, you know, as much help as I can.
Well, it sounds like you have a mission to get to where you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Well, it's just such a big change. You know, I was a homemaker for, you know, a very long time, and now I'm kind of getting myself out into the world, and it's a little scary because it's like every day I've been waking up thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, this is such a big thing, and can I do this? And, you know, so that little fear factor is, you know.
Well, but, you know, you need to step on that fear factor and say, this is a new beginning, and it's going to be perfect. And I'm going to live happy, joyous, and healthy, and financially strong. And you just know you can do it. You have to know it. Hold the knowing.
You know, you can take anxiety and turn it into excitement.
Right, and joy.
It actually takes the same. It takes less energy for excitement than it does for anxiety. So
right.
Think about it.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You don't
want to
waste all that energy and all of that power that you have on negativity, do you?
Oh, no.
Okay, then.
It's just, you know, I'm did you get it? Sorry, I'm going to ask one last thing. Did you get a hit as far as whether I should be closer to the water or more inland, Ada Marie?
A little more inland.
Not I got the same thing. Mm-hmm.
About a little.
I got the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay, so I'll
you
be
know,
close
you,
enough to
you
go
could
to the beach
maybe,
if I want.
50 miles inland. Yeah. It won't hurt you a bit.
They do get hurricanes in the Carolinas, too. Not as
yes,
often as
do.
Florida. But they get them.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to, you know, move with that in mind since, you know, like I said, it's going to be such a big thing to do this that I want
yeah.
to kind of move to the, you know, have it be the best experience and, you know.
Right.
And you want to move where you can do the most good. Remember that. That's important.
Oh, goodness.
Because you do
okay.
have something special to give.
Yes, so you can, and you can, and you'll like it there once you get settled.
Good.
A
I just
lot
really
of
want
options.
To have that sense of, you know, that sense of comfort and home and community. I just want to feel at peace and feel like, you know,
sure.
I fit.
That
like
has
I
to come from
somewhere.
Inside of you. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All help is greatly appreciated. So
yeah.
thank you so
okay.
much, and happy holidays.
And
thank you again.
And thanks
for
calling, Julia. And
yeah.
You
have a wonderful
Christmas.
See you
next week. We're just getting
yeah.
toward the end of the hour. And I'm looking for one special thought from Ada Marie, because I know you have something to say.
Well, what I want to say is that gratitude is the most wonderful gift, and appreciation is the most wonderful gift that you can give anyone, big or small, because it's always remembered in the heart. And whatever's remembered in the heart always helps the person move along in life. And remember that. Gratitude.
And we do appreciate the people who call and
we do. And
ask the questions and share energy with us. It's wonderful. We're here every Saturday at the same time.
Right. And remember, when you are sharing a question or something, it's going out to thousands of people who probably will have some influence on their life. And that's a very fabulous thing. It's miracles. So remember that you are being listened to and you are being appreciated, even if you don't hear it from somebody. Okay?
Everybody is on mute right now because it's your turn. So.
Right. And I am grateful to all of you who are listening and all of you who can use some of the information that we have shared. God bless all of you as you have a wonderful week, okay?
And as usual, I just say love and light.
Love and light. And that's where you're at. Okay. Bye-bye.
See you next week. Bye now.